This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
So when it comes to healthy living and longevity in Boston compared to New York, you can make the argument that once again, Yankees win, Red Sox lose. That's the theme of this week's Common Health segment. And Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, good to see you.
Thanks. Nice to be here, Anthony.
So your recent Common Health entry was provoked by a recent article in The Lancet about how New Yorkers are living longer and how Mayor Michael Bloomberg is getting a lot of credit for that. Tell us what's happening there.
That's right. So there was a very interesting piece in the medical journal, The Lancet, about the really dramatic rise in longevity, in life expectancy in Manhattan and New York in general over the last 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. And this Lancet piece gave huge credit to Mayor Michael Bloomberg and said he may be the world's first public health mayor. Well, of course, that raised my Bostonian hackles a little bit because we have a very public health-oriented mayor, too, Mayor Tom Menino.
Right. And Mayor Menino has been talking about promoting healthy living. He wants the city to lose a whole bunch of weight. So you made a bit of a comparison, right, between New York and Boston. What did you find?
Exactly. So we got the new data. It's county by county data from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. And we made our own chart. And what we found comparing Manhattan to Suffolk County, which basically overlaps with Boston, mm-hmm. was that, yes, sadly, it was like a lot of playoff seasons in which we started out way ahead and then we lost ground. It wasn't that we got it all worse. It was just we were getting better, somewhat better, but Manhattan was getting way better. And they surpassed us in Boston, and they even surpassed Massachusetts, which is known as a notoriously healthy state.
Is it fair to compare Suffolk County with Manhattan? Because we're talking about some big differences between these two populations, right?
Right, absolutely. And in fact, we got some pushback on Common Health because people said you're really doing apples and oranges in the sense that Manhattan is Manhattan. I mean, there's no place like it in the world. Whereas Suffolk County, it does include Boston, but it also has places like Chelsea, and I think Saugus, like it doesn't exactly overlap and it has a more heterogeneous population. So it's more mixed.
Right. So, Carrie, let's play a bit of a parlor game, the public health parlor game. What's your theory about why New York City has longer life expectancy than Boston?
Right. Like this is the really fun part is what could possibly explain this? Now, there are a couple of fairly obvious things going on. One is that certainly HIV and AIDS was a bigger deal in New York City than here, and the treatment for HIV got much better. So that would have helped a lot. Another thing was that the dramatic rise started actually under Mayor Giuliani, and so that could have been a drop in homicides. It could have been his whole broken window policy of really cracking down mm-hmm. on any sort of crime or anything that could lead to crime. So that could also be an element. And in fact, The Lancet points out that 60% of the improvement in the life expectancy in New York City is because of reduction in major sort of chronic diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and stroke. But I have my own pet theory. Do you want to hear it?
I want to hear it.
Okay. So my
I got one of mine, too.
Okay. So my pet theory is that over the last 20, 30 years, real estate went up everywhere during the bubble. But in Manhattan, it went totally insane. Like basically, you know, a little place would become out of reach of
right.
any average middle class person. And so Manhattan became ever more an island of the super rich. And the rich are known to have better health statistics and longer lives than average. So maybe it was that there was a big shift in population and Manhattan just became an island of the rich. And in fact, I spoke to a Harvard School of Public Health assistant professor, Gudars Danai, and he pointed out that the median household income in Manhattan is $97,000. And in Suffolk, the county that overlaps with Boston the most, the median household income is just $45,000. So less than half. So that's a big class difference. What's your theory?
Well, that's really interesting. So here's mine. Just the idea of, and it might even be related to yours, I'm not sure, but the idea of overall happiness. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the city. I love Boston. But it's no secret that Bostonians, New England, spend a lot of time griping about things, whether it's the weather, the Red Sox, the high cost of housing, and if you're lucky enough to be having a fabulous life in Manhattan, maybe you feel better about your life overall, and that's going to contribute to better health outcomes.
That's an interesting theory. Your premise that we gripe more than New Yorkers do is very difficult for me to accept.
This is a fair point.
Yes.
Carrie, what kind of theories have you been hearing from your Common Health readers about this?
Well, we've gotten in a bunch of interesting ones. One was, cigarette prices in New York City are incredibly high. I bet that reduces smoking and has something to do with it. Another person wrote in and said, I'm always struck by how much I walk when I'm in Manhattan, and I wonder if New Yorkers just walk a whole lot more from place to place. Bottom line is, you know, we don't know. It's just an interesting, it's sort of a thing that makes you say, hmm.
Just one more thing for which we can feel inferior here in Boston compared to the folks in New York. Carrie Goldberg, co-host of Common Health, thanks so much.
Sorry about that, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
And listeners, let us know what you think about all of this at RadioBoston.org, where you can also read Carrie's latest Common Health post.